Blog Talk Radio.
Corresponding to the seventh day of the Chodesh HaRachamim, the month of mercies, Elul, 5,770 years, now 22 days before the new year of creation, 5,771, corresponding to August 17th, 2010. We have some wonderful sources to talk about Israelite prophecy. And I just want to remind everyone, this is a connection to soul class, because nothing is tangential to prophecy. Everything is connected to prophecy. And soul class is an acronym for S7O, original, oldest, U, universal, L, in laws, referring to the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, which you can read about in various sources in Torah. One place you can learn is chapter 8, law 11, in the laws of kings and their wars of Israelite kings, where we see it's a tradition that Moshe, the mighty Levite prophet, was commanded at Mount Sinai to remind the nations of their eternal heritage of the seven Noahide commandments. One of the books you can learn more about this is The Divine Code by Rabbi Moshe Weiner. And you can go to any Judaic store and ask for it, or you can go to www.asknoah.org. So we're now going back into the Hilchot Yesod Torah of Rambam. And this is chapter 7, verse 2, and the Rambam talks about the following. There are numbers of levels among the prophets themselves, just as we see. There's one man who's wiser than another man. And so too we see that there's one prophet who's actually greater than another prophet. However, all prophets have a common thread connecting them all to the fundamental principle of Torah. The Most High communicates to the heart of man the power of prophecy. Now, in general, the common thread is that the prophets receive prophetic visions only in a visionary dream or during the day after slumber has overtaken them. As it says in Numbers, in the Sefer Bamidbar, in Book of Numbers, the fourth book of the Torah, the five books of Moses, in chapter 12, verse 6, states, quote, I make myself known to him in a vision, and I speak to him in a dream.
When any of the prophets, the real prophets, prophesies, their limbs tremble, the Rambam continues, their physical powers become weak, they lose control of their senses, and thus their minds are free to comprehend what they see, as we see as the, concerning the prophet Abraham, in Genesis 15:12, which is Bereshis Perech Tezvov, Posek Yudbeis, that it said of Abraham, quote, and a great dark dread fell over him. And also we see in the Novi Daniel, in Prophet Daniel, in chapter 10, verse 8, quote, my appearance is horribly changed, and I retained no strength. So with that being said, blessed souls, we'd like to go over now to a clarification of getting, you know, when we say clarification, getting more into the inner nuts and bolts of what a prophet is, springing off the sixth principle of prophecy, because the sixth principle of prophecy is related to the 13 principles of faith that Israel had revealed to them, although they existed from ancient days as well. 13 principles of faith that were delineated by the mighty teacher Rambam, who writes in the sixth principle of faith of Israel, that I believe with complete faith that all the words of the prophet are true. So what makes a prophet someone who stands above or outside of the crowd, who's standing, so to speak, outside the box, as we say in modern terms? Well, the Rambam writes in his commentary to the Mishnah the following. Concerning the sixth principle regarding prophecy, that we should know that while there are very, very astute, very bright human beings, there are other levels of human beings who are extremely refined, and their character traits are to such an extent of perfection that their neshamot, their souls, are able to receive pure intellectual form, meaning they understand at a certain level unto themselves, blessed souls, pure intellectual design or form. And therefore, when a human being, in the form of a person who has refined themselves, as we mentioned before in the last class, is humble, very wise, is able to control their bodily functions, and is able to have a broadness of spirit and intellect, meet with a variety of peoples, they are privy to making a yuchad, a unification, with a level of intellect which is above human intellect, which the Rambam addresses as Sechel HaPoel, which you can literally can mean as the intellect that makes an effect. It can also be translated as the active intellect. Now, Seichel HaPoel is a level which chains down through the creation at the lowest level in relation to revelations of Elokut, of godliness, but yet is high enough that when a human being's mind, own mind, his nefesh sichlis, can connect to it, okay, according to a person's cognitive awareness, is that a person becomes aware of a level of intellect that is way beyond human normal perceptions. And these type of people who can access what is known as Secha HaPoel, the active intellect, or the intellect that makes an effect, which is from divinity itself, Elokut, these are the prophets, and the intellect that they are going to reveal, this design of intellect, which is hardwired and programmed within the very fabric of creation, is known as prophecy. Now, there are a lot of different verses which give testimony to prophecy issued by prophets, but we're not going to go into that yet. That being said, blessed souls, that the Rambam writes in another wondrous book that he wrote called Mora Nevuchim, Guide to the Perplexed, that it's a known thing that the concept of faith in the prophecy of Israel, the prophecy of the prophets, actually precedes the faith in the Torah, which might seem, I really didn't really present that properly. Let's take one more take. It's a live show. We're sometimes we can make mistakes. After all, no one claims to be perfect. So anyway, so again, Rambam writes in his God's Perplexed that the concept of prophecy precedes the belief actually in the Torah itself, in divine instruction, because Torah is an expression of divine instruction. Meaning, if we don't have a Navi, we don't have the Torah. And that's a very important point, blessed souls. And in another seminal work called Sefer Ikarim, the author writes, I didn't believe his name is Rav Yosef Kalbo, that the belief in the divine authority of Torah, which becomes the source of our faith, is not that prophecy experienced by people is in order that people should come to know, have divine insight into personal interest that would occur in the world, but rather the purpose of prophecy is to clarify for the masses of people of any particular generation that which is desirable to the Almighty and that which is scorned by the Almighty. And so the prophet comes to educate the masses where there's a need for clarification. Okay, so therefore, that it is fitting to consider that Torah is something which is that we take and we believe in faithfully and it came from heaven, because the level of intellect that is connected to the level of Torah that is connected to faith and connected to prophecy, okay, must have as a foundation prophecy so we have faith in the prophecy and we have the faith in the Torah as an extension of that prophecy for instruction from day to day living. Okay, as well, the Rambam continues that Rambam encourages in his Mor Nevuchim, in part 2, chapter 36, that we should know that Nevuah, prophecy, is a flow coming forth from the Most High, may be honored and exalted, to again the agent of the active intellect. So we have to we're interfacing two concepts, blessed souls. We're talking about prophecy. But how human, which is something which is of divine intellect, but the lowest level of divine intellect, is being channeled for something called Seichel HaPoel, active intellect, or the intellect the intellect which affects the person who is accessing this intellect. And therefore he can communicate to the masses for them to distinguish the difference between what is right and what is wrong, which is favorable in the eyes of the Most High, for the children of men to try to fulfill, to make it a better and more pleasant and pleasing world. And we're running down on time. So the main thing we should know, and these are teachings from Divrei Yirmiyahu, the words of Jeremiah, that prophecy, again, will only rest on a person if he is extremely wise and a master of emotions. And why should we know this? That we should not be misled by imposters and vain dreamers whose troubled spirits mislead themselves and mislead others. And it's a known thing, a person can't fool everyone all the time, but when he tries to fool anyone, ultimately he's only fooling himself all of the time. So this is Danzas Yehuda Goodman, signing off from Kesser Crown Heights. Wishing everyone a beautiful day. And we all should meet again in favorable times, and hopefully I'll be a little more fluent in this presentation. So in the meantime, Ahava Chad, one love, Gorel Chad, one destiny, Lekulano, everyone, in a peaceful and pleasant way. So long, everyone.